Yes, sir. It's the Get With The Times podcast. It's your host, Drish. I'm kicking it with my boy, Sincere and Draco. What's going on with y'all boys?
What's happening, man?
What's going on, man?
Shit, man. Not much. You know, another week, and we back at it, man, discussing the bullshit that happened all week long, man. So, shit, where y'all boys want? Well, first off, now, fuck all that before we get into it, man. Y'all boys got anything y'all want to get off y'all chest real quick?
I think we all have the same thing, you know.
Also, we're gonna pop it up. We just wanna pop it off right there.
Let's just drop the bomb on the folks. I think we all on the same page here on the bullshit that's been going on.
So we just wanna pop it off right now, right here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, shit. You know what I'm saying? I'll be first. Fuck it. You bitches are too freaky deaky, man. Straight up. You hoes are too freaky deaky. But that's all I'm gonna say right now. I'm gonna go ahead and let y'all get a little something off y'all chest.
Damn, man.
Stay out there, damn.
You bitches didn't ruin the fruit. I just said, fuck it. We just gonna suck all the cucumbers in the world. Like,
stay out that damn grocery store and stop fucking playing with
I thought it was a hot girl summer. Y'all supposed to be sucking a real dick. Y'all sucking cucumbers, man. I'm just kind of confused.
Yeah, y'all hoes on IG slobbering on your car seats to make a damn video to be viral for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Go put your grandma cucumbers back. She can't even use them no more.
Just go ahead and throw them. Trouble that got y'all losing y'all mind, you know. But
hell yeah, she a winner. Put the whole dick in her. Yeah.
Y'all was just tripping, man. I don't know what the fuck y'all got going on, but that shit just really. And y'all niggas is tripping too. Thirsting in the comments.
Hell yeah.
Love this shit, like.
And it's celebrity niggas in that bitch too.
Yeah,
crazy.
Y'all motherfuckers looking crazy, man.
Y'all niggas could go get any type of bitch, and y'all in the damn comment section off of some random fucking thought pocket. Yeah.
Both sides looking real bad right now.
Hell yeah.
And really, it's on their side. These bitches out here looking like slut buckets.
Well, shit, ain't nothing wrong with being a slut, but there's something wrong with goddamn fucking smoking a cucumber on camera.
Yeah, whole necking them bitches too, boy.
Exactly. Like, that shit don't taste bad to y'all? Like, I'm confused.
This might be the biggest scandal since twerking. These bitches only be twerking on the dick. They ain't not giving head like that. This is a scandal.
What 2 Chainz said? I bet you can't do it with a dick in you.
I thought Ty Dolla $ign said that shit. Motherfucker, goddamn.
Oh, I don't know who said that shit to be true.
You were close, though. They both got dreadlocks. So.
I thought 2 Chainz said it.
Hell yeah, nah, that was on that, you know.
What, that Ornall, nigga?
Nah, it was one of them low-key Ty Dolla $ign songs. I forgot the actual name, but I'm hearing the verse in my head.
I damn sure thought that bit would got down 2 Chainz. But yeah, man, these bitches out here freaky deaky, man. I don't know what the hell. I guess maybe y'all hoes can't go to the DR no more, or y'all damn realize that the hot girl summer basically over with, so y'all got to come on some another shenanigan. But y'all hoes are out here in the car, in your passenger seat of your homegirl car, just left Kroger with 3 cucumbers necking them. Like, how bad y'all finna let it get? Like, how desperate y'all hoes finna get?
Yeah, this worse than the grinding area, because it's looking bad, man.
Bruh, it's fucking kids goddamn starving, and y'all wasting whole fucking wholesome ass fruit.
You gotta spend all the WIC money on cucumbers. Like, damn.
Like, what happened if I go grocery shopping later on the day? And I can't get no cucumber, and I walk outside.
You can't, bro.
And I walk outside, and the bitch in the car sucking a cucumber. I'm gonna be pretty pissed.
Cucumbers sold out, man. Prices going up on them shits.
Hell yeah, fucking fit goddamn 30 a pound in them bit. Man.
All right.
Hey,
you link up with a bitch, you ain't even gotta get a 0.5 no more. You ain't gotta match. Just pull up with $5 or no, a bag of hot Cheetos and a cucumber. You in there for the show.
Fuck, I'm gonna put my dick out.
Whoa.
Wait, that's not
nah. Good. I feel you though. Shit. You want to suck us on chug on the real thing though, but
exactly.
Yeah.
Hey man, while we're speaking about these hoes, man, Aisha Curry back at it again with some bullshit, man.
Shit.
She recently came out, you know, she worried that her news was gonna get leaked that she sent Curry.
Well,
but I just came to this conclusion, man. She just wanna be a hoe, bro.
I can't
wait. You talk about that white girl? What's her name?
No,
Wait, who y'all talking about?
We talking about Ayesha Curry, bro. She came out in an interview and talked about how she sent Steph Curry like hundreds of nudes while he on the road, and she's scared they gonna come out. But she did say that after that white girl shit happened.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Y'all trying to play me at first. Yeah, it's a girl that got it that just happened to.
Yeah, the Bella Hadid or something, whatever her name is.
I haven't heard anything.
It ain't her.
Yeah, I came to the conclusion, man. Ayesha Curry, she just want to be a hoe, bro.
Honestly, bro.
A good hoe.
Yeah, probably.
And she want to be a hoe.
Nigga, them hackers ain't even know she had nudes until that interview, bro. She set them off on purpose.
Oh, the girl was Bella Thorne. That's what happened. Bella Thorne had her shit leaked. But
yeah, anyway. My fault. They both named Bella. I just forgot the last name.
I wouldn't be surprised in the next like week or so we might see Ayesha Curry just.
I don't want to see
my hope with a cucumber video.
That's funny. I'm trying to see some shit.
I ain't trying to see a damn thing.
I'm trying to see some.
Ayesha Curry gonna drop a cucumber video.
She do that on cancel.
She do that. She breaking the internet, man. That'd be crazy.
She do that shit. It's over with for the summer. That shit gonna be viral.
Steph Curry gonna lose his motherfucking mind, man.
They gonna get divorced if she do that.
Nigga, he might condone it. He might condone it here.
Nah, he's gonna lose his fucking mind, bro.
He might be like, oh well, that means it's my time to cheat on the road.
That nigga lose his mind.
Black men don't cheat, my boy.
Unless pushed, and that's real pushy.
Touche.
But hey, shit. Since we on the topic of just bitches and they antics, when y'all hoes gonna stop saying period, man? Y'all worse than niggas and saying no cap, man. Cause y'all run this shit to the ground.
Yeah, like. And they holding the added shit on period poo.
Periods. Period poo. All that
who the
shit,
fuck is poo? Man.
I don't know.
That's why I wanna know. I don't know who Parlay is. I'm trying to figure out who poo is. Like, come on, man.
The only poo I know is Christopher Robin.
Every nigga know a Parlay.
Yeah, I know
who Parlay is. I know one, a few, but shit. Who the fuck is Poo, though?
Hell yeah. I thought Poo was bro who were running with Christopher Robbins, like Trish said.
But man, y'all hoes is bad. Like, man, period, Poo, all this shit. I was on the phone with a bitch the other day. I just hung up on her, like, damn, you just, it's too many periods for no reason. Like,
yeah.
You just saying that shit for no reason.
It's one thing to say it.
Half these hoes probably saying period because they're on that birth control and they ain't having no period. These bitches out here just been out here fucking getting nutted in. These hoes just.
whoa. They having malfunctions and shit.
These bitches can't think right, bro.
That nigga Jordan be jumping off the deep end.
That new birth control got them tweaking. Period.
And ladies, if you're listening, if your period been missing for some months and you on that birth control,
and you niggas saying no cap every 5 seconds, please let that shit go.
No cap.
Like, let that shit go.
Hey, niggas do really be saying that shit for no. Man, I just ate no cap. You just ate no cap, nigga. I ain't think you was lying. The fuck?
Dead serious. I was just sitting, just standing by a nigga, and he just said no cap. Out of nowhere. That's the only thing he said. Okay. I'm like, what? That's the first thing you say? And you said nothing else after that? Like, damn.
Cause it's levels to that shit though. Cause like if you start your sentence off no cap, bro, I already know you lying. But if you just said something and you said it at the end, I give you that one. But if you started off saying no cap, I feel like you lie.
And if you just saying no cap, just say it, just shut the fuck up. How about that?
Hell yeah.
And you niggas remixing it. Y'all already was tripping when y'all did the emoji and shit. But please stop that shit too, man. I'm tired of seeing a hat and a red X. Let that shit go.
Nah. They on some new shit, bro. They using the nigga with the dude emoji doing the X with his hands. They
yeah, doing that. I seen that. This is bad.
They doing that bit now. What's that shit called? The circle with the line through it. What's that shit called?
Stop sign one type shit.
Well, yeah, I guess it means stop, but
yeah
I know.
I know what you're saying.
I'm just saying niggas using the shit wrong in general, like not even to the correct format.
Y'all just stop saying no cap more than 10 times a day. Y'all got 10 time a day limit. That's the new challenge. only use that shit. Really, that's a lot. But shit, y'all got 10 times they use that shit. And period, period, pool, period, all that shit.
Y'all got three. Man,
let that shit go. Y'all got to August 1st to use that shit.
Fuck that. They got till goddamn next week. I'm getting tired of hearing these hoes say that shit.
Yeah, till they hear this podcast.
Something.
I'm talking about a bitch will start off with his period. Like, bitch, what is you talking about, man?
I just had me a good meal, period, poo.
Period. This is the first meal you ate all week. Mm-hmm. And it's because you went on a date with this nigga.
Only nutritious meal. Other than that, bitch, I'm eating hot pickles from the gas station, hot Cheetos, and fucking Tortino pizza rolls and shit on your head, bitch.
Not as sincere, just brought up that date's goddamn eating first one for the week.
Relationship weight, yeah, huh? That's the way they call it.
What's all this relationship weight?
Nigga, ain't no damn such thing.
Your ass goddamn eating 4 meals a day, getting fat. There's no such thing as no damn relationship weight. Nigga, that nigga just keep buying your ass fast food. Yeah. And he don't want to let you out the house to go to the gym because he think you out there fucking.
Came to the conclusion. I just noticed the skinny girls go in, come out a little bigger, and the fat girls go in, come out a little skinnier. I think this is a relationship stress. That's what the hell going on.
Bitches out here thinking a couple meals and some dick make them.
No, you just never had this type of lifestyle before.
You never had the ability to eat out every meal.
Right.
But the big girl be coming out goddamn swole as hell, goddamn steak.
Bitch pressing 290 on some macho chucho shit.
Hell nah. But it do look nice on the skinny minis who come out like 20 pounds a little bit bigger.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the skinny minis too, man. Shout out to the skinny minis for real.
Hell yeah. That's 2 weeks in a row. Y'all got a shout out. Y'all winning right now.
We did the Slim Thick Giants last week.
I said skinny mini too.
Oh. Well,
you said Slim Thick after I said that. You came in with your own.
My bad. Well, yeah, shout out to the
skinny mini Slim Thick. Shit.
Man, shout out to women.
Both of them. Shout out to women.
Shout out to women.
I can't give women a shout out this week. I'm sorry, honeys. Can't do it.
Well, damn.
Can't do it.
See, we talking about these ratchet, nasty ass bitches.
I'm talking about women. Shout out to the good, wholesome, beautiful women. Shout out.
I feel y'all. You're right. Shout out to the women.
But it's a thin line.
I'm going to be generous. Shout out to the women. Shout out to the hoes, sluts.
Yeah, we might, you know, sit here sometimes and bash y'all. But we love y'all.
Shout out to y'all.
But in reality, bruh, we not even really bashing nobody because whenever we be talking about some shit, bruh, it always be some specific few who triggered some shit.
True.
We don't even be really pressing the whole, bruh. It just be certain shit. Like, come on, like them hoes doing the cucumber videos, bruh. Come on now. Y'all knew that shit was wrong.
But see, I look at it like this. The cucumber videos came because they ain't got shit else to do. They can't take their whole trips, their little girl trips to the DR no more. So it's just like, what else these bitches really gonna do?
That shit crazy because fuck them DR niggas. I'm going anyway.
They ran Miami to the ground.
If I die, I die. Okay.
It's nothing popping right now for them bitches other than the internet. Why not act like you finna get head to a cucumber on the goddamn internet?
But really, bro, these hoes that do the cucumber videos is the same hoes who will say they finna go to fucking DR for their birthday, and then next thing you know, they in Colombia at Five Points.
I'm weak as fuck. Hey, actual factual, man. I can't disagree.
Be in Atlanta.
I disagree. Fact check, and it's been proved 100% correct.
100%.
Period that.
Yeah. Period poo.
Period poo. Period sis.
No
cap. All that shit.
No cap.
No cap. No cap. No rap cap. Man, shut the fuck up. Like, come out of no rap cap. This bullet in your bulletproof vest that you got on. Shut the fuck up, man.
Hell yeah. Damn. That's
not... But now that I got that off my chest, shit. Anything else we gotta just get on, because I feel like we missing something.
It's got to be some.
I can't really.
Other bullshit y'all been doing.
Yeah, they've been doing a lot of bullshit. I mean,
there have been a lot of bullshit lately.
I don't know, man. I just want to give a good shout out to the hardworking women out there that are working at 9 to 5 that's real wholesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, by the way, we were shouting out women. Shout out to Fadilla. She wanted to shout out. Here go your shout out. Shout out to Fadilla. She a Nicki fan. She a Barb. Probably only one of the few Barbs I really fuck with like that. Yeah, shout out to you, though. Shit. I'll just give you that. Yeah.
Well, hey, man. Shout out. Real quick, while we're doing a little shout out, shout out to my mama. She told me not to fuck with lame hoes.
I'm pretty sure I heard that on a song, but we're going to let that slide.
Shit. We did.
Who the fuck said that shit?
Shy Glizzy on Volcano.
Oh. Yeah, Shy said
that. Yeah, I'm about to say that shit sounded vaguely familiar.
Yeah, that's my shit.
Hell yeah, that shit slapping the car. Moving on.
But yeah, man. Anyway, since we got this shit about these hoes on, about the out the way, you know, y'all hoes out the window anyway. Hey, man, shout out to Meek Mill, man. Became a
co-owner of Lids. Bro, that shit is actually wild as hell because that shit is really out of nowhere. And I really fuck with Lids because I be buying hats and shit.
Yeah, and I barely see Meek Mill wear hats. So shout out to him.
Exactly. Look, the money move, nigga.
Meek Mill wear his hats like a badass kid. I don't know if y'all ever seen a nigga wear hats.
Yeah, I see.
But them bitches like sit on the top of his head. Like he look like a badass kid with that bitch on.
Hell yeah. Nigga wear them shits like a Poindexter.
I'm weak as fuck. Yeah, man. Shout out to Meek, man. You know. Young black nigga doing shit, man.
Yes, sir. Shout out to all the black entrepreneurs getting it in.
Yes, and I'm even talking about you niggas on the corner selling them 8 balls. And you,
yeah, get it how you live, man.
Yeah, shout out to all the black women that's entrepreneuring about selling that pussy. But
yeah, you live. Shout out to the sex workers, man. Shit.
Hell yeah, y'all need to go.
Y'all just selling y'allself. I can't get mad. Exactly. At you. Exactly. What you got? You own the shit. Sell it.
Shit. In reality, anybody who run a business selling themselves, so y'all ain't no different. Yeah. Y'all gonna stop shaming these women?
How can I judge somebody for selling something they got? You feel me? Exactly. And still got it. You selling a renewable product.
I'm only judging you if you're selling it for somebody else, though. You your own person. Nah. You your own person. You shouldn't be getting pimped.
Yeah, but that goes into a different subject, you dig? That's a different topic.
What other topic? Fuck it, let's get into it.
Nigga, that could be fucking human trafficking, bro. Somebody, they don't have no choice. They got took.
Mm. You right.
So that's not their fault. That's some shit that needs to be addressed by the government, and you stop playing to find the missing
women. I'm talking about pimping. I'm talking about not human trafficking. I'm just talking about pimping. Human trafficking, that's a whole other lane. I ain't talking about the bitches out here getting trafficked. I'm talking about the motherfuckers that's out here. They didn't let a nigga smooth talk their ass and sell some pussy.
Yeah, it's levels to that too. But let's go to base level pimps where it's a mutual agreement. Let's put it like that. Yeah.
Like Schoolboy Q said, will you sell that pussy for me? That's it. That's the pimping I'm talking about.
All right.
I should have did that shit, man. I blew up. Damn. I ain't even gonna speak on it. But
you did what? Pimping?
Hell yeah. It was a few hoes I know.
It's never too late to start.
I don't think I'm dwell into that side. I'm living a clean, legal lifestyle.
Hell yeah, this is like everybody in this
Let's
podcast.
Let's just say I blew the bag, though. Let's just say
clean,
I blew the
legal
bag.
Nigga.
Everyone listening to this, I'm not pimping none of that. Let's just say it was a time I probably should have, you feel me? But I ain't on none of that now. But
yeah, man, on off of that bullshit, man, let's get in some real shit for real, man. Like we said last week, man. Drake was tied with the Beatles, man. So this week, we a week later, man. Shout out to Drake. He passed the Beatles. Now he number 2 with top 10 hits on the Billboard with Money on the Grave featuring Rick Ross hitting number 3. It hit number seven early in the week, but I just checked it before we started recording. It's at number 3 now.
I ain't gonna hold you. I thought we spoke on that shit last week because we talking about Madonna. He was about to beat Madonna next.
Bro, I ain't even listening to shit I said.
You said he passed the beater.
Yeah, he was tied with the beaters last week, though.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. He passed them last week, bro.
Nah. He tied.
Like, we already knew he was going to pass them. Like, same way, he's going to pass Madonna.
Probably, oh, I thought I passed them. I didn't know he tied with them last week.
Mm-hmm.
He and was damn, tied with the number three?
Yeah, it was at number seven earlier this week.
Niggas, that's...
And I ain't catching number one. Somebody got that shit on lock right now. But
Lil Nas X, he holding that bitch down, boy.
He got that bitch on 3 months straight.
Yes, sir. They tried to cancel him, but he kept pushing.
I'm telling you, bro. He, man.
BET Awards happened.
Let me.
I ain't watch it. I seen some highlights though.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. Shout out,
all the artists.
Yeah, pretty much. Because I ain't watch this shit.
I ain't watching shit either. This shit not.
I seen her performance. Everyone was talking about that. I had to check it out.
With YBN Cordae.
Yeah, all that. That was cool.
That shit was great as hell. I fought with it.
That was cool.
Hey, yeah. Shout out. I mean, fuck BET, but shout out BET, man. Rest in peace. Damn. Rest in peace, Nipsey, man. They did the blue carpet. I fought with that, but.
That's facts.
Yeah, but other than that, I'm still sticking with fuck BET.
Hell yeah, fuck BET, fuck Oprah, fuck Deepak Chopra.
Damn, all our spots is out the door, bro.
My fault. The opinions of some of these people in this podcast don't reflect the podcast as a whole.
Facts. They go to plug in right there.
Hey, man, shout out to everybody that got, doing their thing. But fuck BET. I'm sticking with that. I don't give a damn.
Hell yeah.
But nah, man, like I was finna say, when we was talking about, fuck that. Shout out to the baby, man. I seen his performance. It was kind of, terrible, but that nigga be lit.
He be turned.
That shit wasn't good. I ain't like it.
That shit was bad, but he was lit.
Hell yeah, that nigga looked like a terrible live performer in that setting.
Yeah, I like seeing Brush shine, even though he was doing some little cornball shit at one point. I couldn't really agree with, but bruh, I done seen bruh for the last few years. He done really blown the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
And goddamn. Nah, like I was finna say though, like, why y'all think Lil Nas X holding it down with number one? Y'all think it's because ain't nobody really dropping no huge shit other than, Drake creeping up. I'm pretty sure Drake could take that number.
He got the numbers. There's a lot of people that been dropping.
He got the kids and he got the old people, bro.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. I was like, the kids, bro.
Because, bro, Taylor Swift dropped like two. It's a whole bunch of people dropping.
Yeah, bro. He just got the kids. Nigga, the kids.
He just got it on a lot, man.
Exactly. But the kids is holding that shit down, bro.
Nigga, shit, the parents, too. Everybody in their damn mama know this song word for word. I don't know one person except niggas who don't even listen to music who don't know the lyrics to this shit.
Like, this shit, everyone knows this song, bro.
Yeah, it's just one of those where...
Even the old head niggas that hate new hip-hop like this shit.
Yeah, like, it got everybody united, nigga, off of some shit.
But, like, reason why I said it is because, like, My main reason behind that was because he got the kids behind him. And all right, for instance, when we was like coming up with like Soulja Boy had Crank That. What's some other shit we used to listen to as kids that was, hard as kids? Fuck, what else was hot? Fuck, I can't think of nothing other than Soulja Boy.
Swag Surfing shit, I don't know.
But was that really kid? Was kids really behind that?
I felt like was in middle school. I was a kid in middle school.
We was, yeah. So, like, You're a Jerk, shit like that. Like, where the kids' music at, like, nowadays?
That is true. It ain't really been too much of that kid. It's not a lot of kid-friendly music
now. To be honest, bro, this song's not kid-friendly. It just became that, you feel me? Gucci Gang was the last one, if we're being honest. Kids were singing that shit. Let's be real now. Gucci Gang was the last kid song.
Yeah, you're right.
Did Gucci Gang go number one?
It went number three.
Damn near, it went two or three.
It went number three.
Damn near that.
Yeah, that shit was number three. But since they're kind of right, though, because that Old Town Road, this nigga said, lean all in my bladder, cheated on my baby.
They, you could go on a kid-friendly song becomes a kid-friendly song. Just it just becomes that. That shit ain't. That was not his intention. I think bro just dropped some songs.
Yeah, Gucci Gang wasn't even damn kid-friendly, to be honest.
Hell no.
Yeah, I said it wasn't. It became that.
Nigga, that shit only cracked his grandma or some shit.
All the kids love Gucci Gang, bro. Like, that's their shit.
Yeah, but it's like with the little kids, all they be knowing is the hooks. They don't be knowing the verses.
I really wasn't saying, you know, Old Town Road was camp friendly. I was more so saying, like, where's the music that, like, well, I guess that kind of do answer the question because nothing really was kid friendly.
Hell yeah, because even
Soulja Boy, Crank That wasn't kid. Yeah, none of that was kid friendly. It just became.
Yeah, exactly. Since they're right, like when they bring out the edited version and it sounds like a playful song, people just overlook the lyrics and it become that way. Because in reality, on Crank That, that nigga Soulja Boy was talking about shooting niggas and fucking bitches.
Mm-hmm. Once he said it like that, but I mean. I don't know. Y'all don't feel like, I guess it's maybe last few years, niggas really been hitting the same fucking dance. So
yeah, we nobody... didn't have a dance era, bro. Yeah. The dance era just seemed kid friendly because it was all dancers and little kids. And we was also the ones that was in school. So we was seeing this shit full on.
I mean, I don't think the dance era ever left, though. It's still kids doing all these new
things. Yeah, I ain't saying it. My fault. Go ahead.
I was finna just say, like, it definitely was an era where a lot of the popular rap songs was dance songs.
Yeah, definitely. And it was more so like every dance was different. Nowadays, it's more so like
similar,
a added thing to a dance. So you can hit all the new dance moves in one dance routine type shit.
Everything just evolved, man, because it's new dances coming out every damn night. Not every month, but it's the same rate it was back then. Like, the war is a completely different thing than hitting folks. It just goes so well together. You can all do it together. You feel me? You can't do the Stanky Leg and Crank That. You feel me? That's just two different whole.
Because they have full whole routine with it.
That was a whole route. That was like a choreographed dance routine move. You feel me? War was so simple with just a few little movements. Hit them folks so simple, it was just a few little movements.
Hell yeah, shit.
They just simplified it, but shit.
Hell yeah. Your
dance is coming out often, man.
Yeah, that is true.
And then we also older now, so you feel me? We don't know the impact it got to that lower level.
Exactly.
That's what I was asking. Little videos all the time for little kids. You see the little kid dancing all the time. Hitting walls and all type of shit.
Them niggas be hitting the floss every damn where.
Yeah, that crazy ass shit.
What's the floss?
That's that shit from back.
Where you move your hands back and forth and shit. The little white boy back.
Oh yeah. I was about to say, I didn't know that. I didn't know that shit had a name, to be real.
Yeah, he got a song. That nigga was on Genius, all that.
Oh damn. But yeah, like, I don't know, because I mean, I say that, but it's just like, even if it was shit kids would listen to, I mean, I'm pretty sure I would hear it, but I probably wouldn't even be really giving a fuck about it, because I mean, 9 times out of 10 kids really listen to the same shit we listening to.
Hell yeah, except for damn Baby Shark.
Yeah, like shit like that I ain't listening to. But it's like, even now, like, I feel like it's been years. Fuck that, I'm gonna go with it's been years since we really didn't got a lot of music with like substance. We ain't really, nowadays niggas just be dropping shit and it be way too much shit. And we don't really have no substance. There's nothing behind a lot of
microwave music.
Yeah, more so like it'd be hot for a second and then I ain't fucking with it. You know what I'm saying?
But at
like,
the same time, that's not really the artist's fault, because it's really the fan base nowadays. Niggas' attention spans is so short that if you stop putting out fucking music over a period of time, niggas gonna say you fell off and they not even gonna fuck.
Shit just
you.
Evolved, man. It's just everything's changed, bro. It's the internet. You could drop a song. You could edit a song now through the internet, bro.
Nigga,
you could update the track.
Hell yeah. You
feel me?
You could damn make the whole song on your fucking phone.
It's just different now, bro. Like, back then, shit, 10, really not even 10 years ago, maybe like, it started around 2012. That's when the whole thing changed, where, like, music just came quick.
Yeah, you
just drop faster.
You couldn't used to just be able to do all this shit at the crib. Really, niggas was actually having to.
Niggas
go to the
studio. Used to wait on music. You feel me? Like, oh, when da 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 dropping, just cause like they had no choice. That was the way music was coming out. You had to wait for the shit.
You almost back in the day, you couldn't really goddamn go back and listen to no shit unless you had the CD.
Yeah, you had to buy the shit.
Like, nigga, we can go on Apple Music and listen to all our favorite old shit every day at any time now.
Yeah. Times just evolving, man. Shit crazy.
You think some of these niggas do suck, though. I ain't gonna lie.
A lot of y'all. Do you think music will ever, do y'all think music will ever really have the substance it once had ever again?
I mean,
it has the substance it has. It's just so much coming out. People are.
It's oversaturated.
It's watered. It's watered down. The game watered down, basically.
Yeah, it's watered down. There's always going to be substance. It all depends on what do you listen to. People always want to blame music, but if you're trying to listen to keep up all this bullshit, yeah, you not. But you know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, it's a lot of substance out, bro.
Yeah, there's a lot of artists, bro.
Like, I hate when niggas be like, oh, rap dead, rap this dead. Nobody rapping for real. Nigga, you the one that ain't trying to do the research to find the rap.
Exactly,
it's,
nigga.
It's really like y'all said, it's watered down, but it's like it's too many motherfuckers, bro.
Yeah. Also, I can't blame them. It is kind of hard to find some shit because a lot of these niggas that's dropping quality, they not getting the big buzz. Publicity. You know, we gonna say the same 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 names. You know, the same 7 rappers that dropping quality music. We ain't even got to name them, but it's like 20 more after them.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But search.
We only know it because we really deep dive into music, but the average listener not gonna go find no damn.
Because we gotta sit there and go through the bullshit just to get to that.
Hell
to find it. So.
Cause it's really a lot of them quality ass rappers, bro. But we just know that shit because we deep in the music shit. But these niggas is regular listeners.
That's why I could just feel. Imagine like, yeah, they be like, oh, it's watered down. I'm like, damn, he don't even really know about all this. It's a whole nother world behind this shit.
Hell yeah.
And I feel like him, but he probably just feel like, damn, rap this ass.
Exactly like shit. Freddie Gibbs just dropped a whole album full of substance. Yeah. But
niggas don't even know, bro.
They don't even know who that is.
And that shit hard too.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna sit here and lie. We normally don't hop in the music, the album breakdown shit, but I'm gonna go ahead and just say that shit hard.
Yes, sir. Push your T might have came with the verse of the year.
Yeah, Pusha T really he was in his bag on that one.
Yes, sir.
But I mean
just try to look for shit, man. You just gotta search.
Hell
man.
Yeah.
It's in the street.
Just
and if it's something you don't like, man, just don't
delete
like
that shit.
One thing I know, man. Don't try to force something, man. Like, if you ain't like a project from an artist and he drop a new project, you gonna give it a chance. I'm not saying don't give it a chance, but just don't give it a chance. If it's good, it's gonna come out. It's gonna come to you, man. That's what I'm gonna learn.
Hell yeah.
If it's that good, you gonna hear about it, bro. For real.
And shit, for real, to keep it 100, shit, I'm finna goddamn come back with the Get With The Times hip hop page on Facebook. So if y'all niggas need to find music, you finna find it with me.
Yes, sir.
Coming.
That one too. Niggas need to stop saying yes, sir. Like I just did it, but
yeah, but we only said you don't say that shit often, nigga. You said that's like the first time you done said that shit this whole
time. I say that shit every goddamn day. I swear to God.
Niggas need to stop coming, like, bro. Brian. Haven't I been saying for show since you knew me, bro?
Nigga, this nigga been saying for show since he was a little ass kid.
Why did y'all run for show to the ground?
That nigga been saying this since a little kid, but shit. But
the show.
Before we wrap the damn music tip, let me just say prayers up to Slim 400. They said that nigga got shot 10 times.
God damn.
It was 10?
I seen that.
They say he in critical but stable condition, but he got shot 10 times in Compton last night.
Yeah, I seen that.
I don't
that,
even know bro like that, but shit, praise
the Lord. I listen to that nigga music. Only reason I'm really shouting them out, I ain't trying to be no fake nigga. I actually listen to real music, but that's fucked up.
Shit, ain't nothing wrong with just prayers up for someone that got shot. Though.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to say that because, you know, some niggas be getting mad.
You only shouting them out because he got.
Fuck them niggas, shit.
Hell yeah, but damn, 10 times. Niggas is violent. Stop the fucking violence, dog.
Damn.
Increase the motherfucking peace. No cap.
No blank.
No blank.
I'm weak as fuck.
Freeze!
Stop playing.
But nah, man. Like,
it's too much. Niggas, I ain't gonna lie to you. A lot of niggas resorting to rap, and they just need to stop, bro.
Really? Yeah. Like, sorry to, you know, sound like that, but it's too many of y'all motherfucking.
Yeah, I remember back in the day, not back in the day, but when I was growing up, you only had like three rappers. Everybody raps, bro.
Exactly.
There would be three rappers you know in your city trying to rap, bro. Everyone rapping, bro.
Exactly,
and,
bro.
And this is the thing. This is also the thing. I'm not, do what you want to do, rap, whatever, but, bro, I know that y'all think rap brings money, which it does, but every popular rapper doesn't get the bag. That's what y'all
exactly, feel like. They think
you got A-list, niggas rich, bro. B-list, C-list, you feel me, D-list rappers, bro.
They
you
feel me?
You're not always going to be a megastar rapper. Niggas need to realize, bro, you're not going to be a megastar rapper.
Some of y'all niggas need to put down that mic and pick up a motherfucking book. Get your head goddamn.
Yeah, bro.
It's
everyone. I think everyone think they can be Drake. Like, everyone can't be Drake. There would be more than one Drake.
It's too many rappers and it's too many wise. All of y'all niggas and hoes need to go to school.
Shit, these makeup artists doing better than these rap niggas.
Yeah, so but that's
go ahead and get on your ground.
That shit, yeah, that shit is different because these girls they
selling a product get
paid right away.
Yeah,
y'all niggas all you not makeup artists paid.
Go ahead, man. Yeah,
and y'all niggas don't even actually had a passion for music or love music, you're only rapping.
I can't ever compare makeup artists.
Yeah, like, I was just being funny because it's a joke on the internet. But nah, but with these niggas, they don't even really love music, bro. They just be rapping because they think that that's what they supposed to do. Like, bro, just because you in the hood or some shit, nigga, just because you in the city stuck, nigga, just go to fucking school, nigga, community college, nigga, go get a trade, nigga.
Hey, what DJ Drama said, every rapper ain't a street nigga. And every street nigga ain't a rapper. They ain't got shit to do with it. But seriously though, like, I've been sitting here saying there's too many rappers and shit, but it's always been a lot of rappers. I just think nowadays, the internet is, and we have easy access. That's why it's like how it is. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you wasn't popping back in 2006, you ain't have, you know, nothing, you know, no way to really get your shit out there. We ain't gonna hear that whack shit. You know what I'm saying? But now it's like these motherfuckers come with corny shit and it's out here. Like, it's really out here for real. Like,
yeah.
Hop on Instagram and, you know, Instagram algorithms are all fucked up and you'll see fucking they shit promoted on your page and like, who the fuck is this nigga? And then you look on his page, this nigga is a rapper and he got damn, you know what I'm saying, doing whatever the fuck he got going on. So I feel like now it's also like, it's a lot of motherfuckers, it's always been a lot of motherfuckers, you know, rapping, trying to blow up and shit, but I feel like now we got easy ass access to it. Like, we can easily get to it. And it's like damn near like in our face to a certain extent.
Hell yeah.
It's like, when it comes to be like, people be like, oh, it's easier to blow up with rap. I feel like, yeah, and no at the same time, bro. I can't explain it.
Yeah, I think niggas be saying that shit too, bro. But for every artist that these niggas think be overnight, it be some nigga who...
It's not overnight, bro. I hope niggas be thinking like, all right, like, bro, the famous rapper, he getting an interview, like, yeah, when I started out, I was only getting a little bit of plays. A little bit of plays in him was hundreds of thousands of plays. Y'all fail to realize that. He wasn't getting 102 plays like y'all were.
Hell yeah. Like, nigga.
Bro was getting 50K, 60K on SoundCloud. That's little plays.
The only nigga who I feel, you know, tell me if I'm different now, and I'm going to tell y'all why I say who I say. The only rapper right now that I feel like can actually say that they shit came close to, you know, feeling like overnight, and this is just strictly with rap now, not like going through no struggling, and this is strictly with rap, and I'm going with Lil Baby. That nigga has blew up quick as a motherfucker, and like, what, how long Baby been rapping? Like 2.5, 3 years now?
Well, that shit was overnight with him. Yeah, it's a whole different situation.
For yeah, him. It's also due to the fact that niggas he knew and what he was.
Yeah, it's a whole different situation. Man.
Like, for example, like niggas think DaBaby blew up overnight, but we've been all three of us knew that nigga when he was baby Jesus, like 3 years.
Lil Baby probably did blow overnight. That's a whole different situation. He had a whole machine behind him. Yeah. He know everyone that you feel me is all connected, man. But some of these niggas think this shit overnight for real. It don't be for real.
Hell no, this shit come with motherfucking grind.
And when them niggas was saying they was grinding, they wasn't talking about hunting some plays. I don't even think they count in that era. I think they talking about when they was getting 50-60K. You feel
Hell
me?
Yeah,
that's when they was starting.
Bruh, it's niggas who got 500K plays on SoundCloud who's still not blown. Don't know.
You feel me, bro?
Like, come on, bro. Like. Even with Lil Nas X ass, bro, he was really out here on this meme shit pushing the damn songs first. He had songs that had 1 million plays on YouTube, and he still wasn't famous until this shit.
Yeah, man. You got to think. There's billions of niggas in the world. 1 million plays. I'm going to divide it by 2 because you can watch video multiple times. Nigga. Only about 500 people. Really less than that. Probably 200,000 people saw this shit.
Nigga, 1 million
That's
views.
That's one city. It's one city. The city of Augusta saw that shit.
Hell yeah. Shit, really,
players
bro?
Don't always mean level of known, you feel me? Like, accessibility, bro. Like,
oh, God.
People just don't realize that, though.
They don't.
And it's not even on no hater shit. At one point, y'all got to be realistic, man. Just do your research. Learn the stats and statistics behind shit. Jump in it.
And shit, on top of that, 1 million views, really the new 100K.
Yeah, 1 million ain't the same 1 million it was in 2011, man.
Hell yeah,
it's different now.
You got 1 million in 2011.
10 million is the new 1 million.
Hell yeah,
being real.
You used to get 1 million in 2011, 2012, and Interscope was calling your phone.
1 million,
and you know how I know that? Because Yonkers had 2 million when they got nominated for Video of the Year.
Exactly.
That just show you the difference. Yonkers had 2 million when it was nominated for Video of the Year. That was 2011 or 2010. One of them.
Bruh.
Niggas is hitting 10 mil, 15 mil.
In one night, bruh.
Yeah, Tekashi was.
Saying this nigga's hitting 1 million in one day and shit, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Like, back in the day, niggas took like 2 months for that shit. And then it's niggas like Young Boy who got 100 million views on certain songs.
Yeah, you feel me? He's not nominated for no VMA.
Hell, Blueface, when he dropped that video like last month or so, he dropped a video, he had a meal in like 10 hours.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, it happens.
Yeah, like a meal nowadays, it ain't
a meal
shit.
Ain't shit. Don't get me wrong. That's a damn good accomplishment.
Oh, hell yeah. It's not equivalent to anything. Mm. Now, A meal now, damn near like 1,000 plays back then.
Yeah, a meal now is still cool, but it's not as massive. Like, you could have got a meal back in the day. Got a record deal and
shit. I remember back in the day. I'm saying back in the day. I remember a couple years ago, IG popped out. Shit, you had 1,000 followers. You was lit. You feel me? It's niggas out here 10K, 13K. I'm talking about the real followers for the people that y'all can relate. Real ones, not the fake ones. But it was motherfuckers. It was 1,000. You had 1,000 followers high school, bro. You was lit because shit was so new. You feel me? Now motherfuckers in high school 10, 20K. You feel me? Like, on some crazy shit. Yeah, that ain't even a lot, but it's just like 20K, really 1,000 now, really.
Yeah, and I'm really on these folks' ads who be having like 75K and 200 likes. Like, we know.
The shit don't match, man.
We know.
Or the people that they do get the fake likes, but the video play views don't lie, man.
We know.
The video play views don't lie, man.
We know. We know.
Y'all gotta let that shit go. Please let that shit go.
We know what the fuck going on with Instagram.
That shit don't even make it no sense.
Yeah.
A motherfucker be having 800 followers with 1,000 likes. That shit make no sense, Jack. You just went too overboard with this shit.
Ape shit. You went fucking nuts. You over here on Instagram with the motherfucker. Man, fuck out of here, man. Especially some of you hoes. Nah, fuck that. I'm on you upcoming rappers ass. Y'all niggas be having, well, y'all be having buku followers, boy. You post a snippet, 600 views.
No, nigga supposed to send me 300 views, 17K followers. Y'all gotta dude, let
you
that
you post go. A, you post a pic 175 likes. 175, bit. You got 20K followers. What the fuck going on?
You could at least get 1,000. I know hoes with 4K, you get 1,000.
Stop playing, man.
Oh, you tripping, man. Instagram. We can tell through the fake shit.
This shit makes no fucking sense.
They went federal on that bitch. Oh, hell.
Hell yeah. But nah, man. I don't know, man. I'm gonna stand by my word. A lot of you niggas need to put down that mic and go pick up a book, man.
Yeah, you just ain't gotta pick up a book. If you sell it dope, just sell dope. Just do what the fuck you got going on.
Yes, man. You do not have to be in the
trap. You don't gotta go to school rap. Either, nigga.
You ain't gotta have go to school either. You do not have to be in the trap and rap. You do not have
just
to
trap. Put the, wait. Just some of y'all niggas that is rapping, y'all hard though. This ain't for some of y'all trap rappers. Some of y'all niggas actually go. I'm rooting for you now. But a lot of y'all niggas need to let that shit go though.
Yes, just sir. Because you can't spell goddamn trap without rap don't mean you need to start rapping, my boy.
And on top of that, just because y'all have went to prison don't mean you a fucking rapper.
Yeah.
Stop coming home. Stop coming home. Out on bail and you the hottest nigga in the streets, nigga. You might be, but that don't mean your ass can rap.
Yeah. That shit you was doing in prison, that was the pastime. That was a hobby, nigga.
Go get a fucking CDL or go goddamn buy a laundromat.
Y'all niggas be coming out. Y'all niggas be coming home and dropping an IG video, beat on your chest, doing all that. No, nigga, we got beats now. Like, come on.
Yes, sir. And stop sending Say Cheese them weak ass captions.
We know you writing them.
Out on $3 billion bail, Charlotte artist.
I'm dead as fuck.
Baby, wow.
Nigga, hell
get ready to turn yourself in for a 2-year bid.
Yeah, they be like facing 3 murders and a rape
after
charge.
After facing 3 murders, he's sitting in jail for 2 weeks. Finally toasted bail.
Oh, he snitched.
And he snitched, but he got the hottest song out right now in Indiana.
Hell yeah. Goddamn, Indiana.
We got any rappers out of Indiana?
Yeah, Freddie Gibbs.
I'm an Indiana mo. Ain't that the nigga from Indiana?
Freddie Gibbs from Indiana.
I'm an Indiana mo. That nigga from Indiana, ain't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
You got a hit. Me neither, but I
they Indiana. Got a hit and a little dance up there in Indiana, bro.
That boy got him one. Show.
Them Indiana. Hey man, shout out to all the Indianimals out there, man. if this shit just so happened to get played up there, man, shout out to the Indianimals, man.
Ain't that
y'all fucking, got one for sure.
Ain't that fucking gang banging shooter Slim Jesus from Indiana?
I thought he was from Ohio.
Oh, you're right. I did see a caption that said Ohio sharpshooter Slim Jesus is back.
Yeah, that man set his head down quick.
Bro, it's hard. And he told y'all he wasn't really for real. I don't see why y'all shunned him.
At least he told the truth.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all hated.
They got Nick. Mad.
And he was one of the harder rappers.
They got mad because bro was honest.
Yeah, but you know, you know how to rap go, man.
There's niggas out here who be fake as hell, who be playing like that. At least bro was like, nah, bro, this shit entertainment, bro.
But see, I think that's why, you know, he's where he at though, because you can fake it all day long and you might not even be living that life, but if you don't come out and say that you really not living that life, folks gonna still rock with that shit.
Yeah,
because they gonna go with that pretending ass shit, you know what I'm saying, until
beat up and robbed all the damn time on some weirdo shit changed.
But if you come out and be like, oh no, I really ain't no street nigga, I really ain't no, you know what I'm saying, I ain't no shooter for real, niggas not just gonna listen to your shit off the bat because
yeah,
you know, we already know this shit fake.
See, he could have
crazy. They got him out of here before Almighty J. Almighty
exactly.
J went bad before him.
That's who I was talking about when I was saying all that chain shit. I just ain't want to be rude.
But shit, shout out to Almighty J. He stood 10 toes. You couldn't do much in that situation. So.
Hell yeah! Shout out to him and Dream Dawg. They, you know, they the new IG couple of the year.
Yeah,
I'm just talking shit. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
Almighty J, better watch out for Fredo, man. He coming for Dream Dawg.
Who?
Almighty J.
Nah, I was talking about, I ain't hear the other name you said.
Oh, Fredo Bang.
Oh,
Ooh, you know,
ooh,
I'm gonna
ooh,
do.
Ooh.
Hell no, I'm weak as hell.
Shit, man. What else happened, man? I don't
who,
know,
who the
man.
Fucking who the cap alert for the week? Goddamn.
Cap alert for the week. Oh damn, I had that.
Dante
too.
Leak.
Oh, capital.
There you go.
Capital week, man. Shout out to the cap.
You
cap of,
want
to capital
my
week.
Boy?
Capper of the week goes to Dante Leak, man. I don't know. I just feel like he deserved this fucking award for whatever reason.
I feel like he deserved it for accusing you of being 5'4".
Yeah, he snapped. Bro, really violated.
He really violated as if
we damn near the same height.
Nigga, we just hung out like that one time we was in Augusta.
It was, that was in 2017, and I was damn near his
and
height.
And y'all was the same height.
You feel me? And I done grew since then, so.
Bro just been wilding ever since his hairline been receding, bro. I can't even cap.
Ooh, man. I ain't never seen it. But yeah, capper of the week, go to him.
Cap alert.
Yeah,
we got dumbass of the week. What ain't that? Who got that?
Dumbass of the week. I'm going. We already talked about this person. Dumbass of the week going to Aisha Curry.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Y'all already gave it to her.
Yep, I'm giving it to her right now.
Dumbass of the week go to Aisha Curry.
And you know what? She need to be dumbass of the quarter.
Yeah, she been wild in the past 2 years.
Yeah, she just need to be dumbass of the quarter.
She goddamn she donkey of the year.
Fucking ass, like, fucking shit, man.
Yeah,
but shit, man. I guess that leaves us number with the IG model of the week. Y'all go ahead and get y'all shit off.
Shit, y'all gonna have to go first because I sure forgot about that.
Man. I know who. Let me go pull it up.
Damn.
While y'all trying to pull it up, I just go ahead and go. Fuck it.
Her name's Strilla Cat Uncut. Shout out to World Star. They be posting some bullshit, but sometimes they post some bad hoes. Strilla Cat Uncut. Her body fake, but that bitch hitting now. That bitch is biting, man.
For real?
Yeah, it's fake, but everything fake really down there on Instagram, but shit. Her thighs matching everything, you feel me? So that bitch biting.
Hell,
is she a black woman?
I think so. She's not white, you know, so she nothing not, wrong. No fits anyone white.
Oh, that's a little Hispanic, bro.
Nah, some pitch she look black, bro. Probably mixed.
Mm-hmm. Nah, she got an emoji flag in her goddamn bio.
I failed geography, so I don't know.
I don't know what country that is, but she I don't think she black though. I don't think she got a lick of black in her.
Damn, she looking at her.
Well, the bitch ain't white. She probably Hispanic. So, shout out to Strilla Cat.
I think that's the damn
Puerto Rican, man.
Nah, that shit look like the Honduran flag.
Man, what's your IG model of the week, man?
Shit, I'm going to have to just, you know, go with something off the Explore page because I ain't prepared for this segment.
Since we on the top of Hispanics, y'all need to start getting a full beard. Y'all have full beards with no mustache. Why do y'all do that stupid ass shit, man? I'm tired of seeing that dumbass retarded ass shit, bro. That shit is retarded.
You might as well go ahead and get your shit off about that nigga Chris too, bro.
Chris. Who that?
Butt chin.
Shit. Oh, Chris Sales from goddamn Queen and Chris. But nah, I'm just,
oh man.
I'm gonna just say my IG the model of the week, Andy and Marie. I don't even know if she an IG model, but she the first.
Oh yeah, she's bad.
She bad as hell. Yeah. I don't know. Shit.
Yeah, I know
she the first person I seen, so she look bad as hell. And shout out to my boy Keith and them likes.
Whoa.
I'm weak as fuck.
Yeah, he was in that bit for sure.
Bruh, hell yeah.
He all in them lights for sure. Yes, crazy, sir. Man. You being yes, a bit creepy.
Hell nah. But see it.
Shit, my Instagram model of the week. I'm going ahead and give it to goddamn Kayla Michelle.
Why you said it like that? She better be bad as fuck.
I don't know if it's
nigga.
If people are listening, I ain't wanting to type in Michelle. So I like shit, Kayla Michelle.
Nigga said Kayla Michelle.
Yeah, you came in with a little sassiness.
Hell yeah, that nigga said that shit like he was straight out of France.
Shawty, better be bad. Where you said her name, Shawty?
She look alright.
Go ahead and give it to her.
She's great. Yeah, she ain't nothing to call home about.
Damn. And, shit.
Shout out to the skinny minis, man. No BBW, no thick, no slim thick for me this week. Shout out to the skinny mini James.
Yeah, no fat ma shout outs, none of that bullshit. I was lying anyways, but I was just trying to show love. Shit. I was never fucking with y'all. That's what it be sounding when you fucking. Them hoes be crying. Like, damn, bitch, what is you a freaking creature? You animal.
Exactly.
But shit, man. Well, another week came and another week gone.
Hold on. Last week we spoke on hygiene. Next time I'm gonna give y'all another week. We're gonna get the update.
Yeah, we gonna fuck y'all niggas up next week for real.
Well, yeah, man. Another week came and another week gone. It's the Get With The Time podcast, episode 10. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We out.
We out.